Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up
there, I'll be singing up there,
yes, sir, I will.
Welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on this day. Good morning. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is ministering. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. His message is entitled, Don't Tear It Out, Your Bible. Stop whatever it is that you are doing. Find yourselves a quiet corner and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Following the message, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle. And I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. I'm hoping and praying that everybody is well, both in mind, spirit, and body this morning. Again, thank you, Danielle, for what you do every single day, not only for this ministry, but also for your family and your church family. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for who you are. As I continue to look at you and continue to try to follow in your ministerial footsteps as you continue to serve this church and continue to lead this ministry. And we're appreciative of each and every one of you, ladies and gentlemen, for your faithfulness to this ministry, faithfulness to this program, and faithfulness to the Lord's church. I'd like to address something that I think is a good reminder this morning, and we actually may have time, believe it or not, Danielle, for prayer requests. So we'll just kind of see how that goes and flows as I'm going unscripted this morning. But I'm going to say to you that this verse that I'm going to highlight today is one of those verses that if you were lazy, you might have picked this verse as one of the verses for your memory verses. If they said, pick any verse of the Bible and give me a memory verse portion of it. Well, you know, this is one of those verses where if you were lazy and didn't want to have to memorize a lot of stuff, this is one of those verses. But these three verses have such great magnitude that I can't overemphasize that you shouldn't tear this verse out of your Bible. It comes in the midst of a paranesis that Paul lists for the Thessalonians. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 17, you have those other verses that are there, verses such as in verse 12 where the Bible says that you need to appreciate those who diligently labor among you, have charge over you, and give you instruction. So I believe that that's a verse that says you need to appreciate your elders, you need to appreciate your preacher, you need to appreciate your deacons. Then you have verses in here that says admonish the unruly and encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Really solid spiritual advice. And then right before our important verse, in verse 17 and verse 16, the Bible says, rejoice always. And that's something that I think also that if I have to an opportunity maybe just to teach on another day, I might just talk about that. Because sometimes in today's world, it is indeed a lost art for us to know how to rejoice, even when it doesn't feel like a happy moment. But verse 17, where the Bible says, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's the verse that I want to focus on this morning. That's the verse that I want to make sure that you haven't torn out of your Bible. That's the verse that I want you to more diligently apply. Many of you know that are Bible students that the Jews prayed three times a day, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And many of you may not know that Christians doubled up on that by the end of the first century, and they were praying six times a day. But this is less about you bending your knee and counting and marking it as a hashtag, as a hash, hey, I prayed so many times today. This is more about an attitude of prayer. This is more about a lifestyle where, whether it's small or great, whether it's long-term or short-term, we find the impetus to pray. I'll tell you that we should find it really easy to have the motivation to pray in these days and times. My sister informed me of an instance where over there in Fulton County, a white couple came in on Friday, and they loudly said, it's a bunch of niggers in here. So the people waiting, of course, who were black, decided to commence fighting and cursing them out. The wife started hollering, Trump, 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 2020. Trump 2020, you niggers feel empowered. And the only advisement that I can give my sister was to pray. Pray for the big stuff like that, and pray for our officials, such as our president and our governors and our senators and our mayors and our congressmen and other legislators and others who are fulfilling public roles. Praying for the scientists, praying for the frontline workers, praying for those individuals in the church who are continuing to try to keep their religious communities connected. those are big things to pray for. But I say to you that we need to pray for those small things. Pray that maybe you'll be able to have a smoother traffic ride on your way to work today. Pray for even that hangnail or that wart or whatever the circumstance is that may seem like it's too small to bother God for. But I say to you that God knows every inch of our body. He even knows the number of our hairs. Believe you me, you're not bothering him when you develop an attitude of prayer. Pray in the short term. I'm praying in the short term. I'm in the midst of a training class that's supposed to last about 5, maybe even 6 weeks on my newer job. And so it's been a good experience. It's also had its challenges. But I'm going to make sure that I pray that the rest of this class will go the way it needs to go. And even longer term, I'm praying that as Pamela and I get older, that we're continuing to put the things in place so that if we are in a spot where either we have to or that we desire to retire, that we'll be in a good state financially, physically, emotionally, et cetera. So whether they're big or small, whether we're talking long term or short term, we need to remember to pray. Praying is our most powerful weapon. Let me say that again. Praying is our most powerful weapon. I say that because sometimes I think we forget that. So when the scripture says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, the King James says, of in James 5, I need you to know and I need you to understand that, yeah, you can go out and protest if that's really what your mind is leading you to do. Yeah, you can boycott and say that we're going to have a blackout day and we're going to really show them exactly what we're made of and why they need to pay attention to us and why our lives matter and why all these other things are out of whack in what they really need to do. But as you continue to see the reprobate mind that exists in this world, the most powerful intervention, the most powerful remedy, the most powerful thing that we can do is to pray and pray without ceasing. So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, accept what I have to say today. And I'm hoping that you don't tear 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 out of your Bible with that. You'll not only keep it there, you'll not only read it, but you'll be able to apply it. If we do have a moment to take a couple of prayer requests, we'll take those. Otherwise, I'll lead us in a final prayer.
Caller 6246, state your request.
Great morning. This is Brother McFall. I just want to thank you for that lesson and just ask for prayers for myself that I'm be more consistent in what I need to be doing for God and just continue to pray for all the ministers that are doing things this week on Facebook Live and everything else. Thank you.
Thank you. 3964, state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Pam. I'd like to thank the brother for the message this morning. Ask and pray for my family. Pray for our prayer life that God will continue to intervene and direct and guide us. Asking special prayer for Kennedy, for her health, and for my daughter Jayla, that God will calm her spirit and that she will just keep him first and pray for her for patience. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Matlock, for the job well done on this morning. If you would please close us out with a word of prayer.
Thank you, Danielle. Father in heaven, I want to thank you again for this day and want to thank you for the many blessings that you continue to bless us with. And you've heard Brother McFall's and you've heard Sister Pam's request, Brother McCall, McFall for more consistency, Sister Pam for prayers for a family life, Kennedy and her daughter and the circumstances that they are undergoing. Father, just continue to be with all of us. Continue to help us to understand the power of prayer. Continue to help us to be able to move forward and to do the things that are necessary, knowing and understanding that when it's all said and done, you are the one that holds the future. And so we need to continue to put our faith and our trust in you. Continue to bless us and keep us. Continue to have a mind that says that when the saints pray, sometimes you'll change your mind and you'll alter your will just because we've asked. Continue to let us have that mindset, knowing that you are indeed sovereign and you are indeed faithful and you are indeed just. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.